Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 4 of our study of Nehemiah. I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and today we're talking about Nehemiah 11, 21 through 24. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and ears to hear what your word has to say to us? Fascinate us with your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Nehemiah 11, starting in verse 21. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were in charge of them. Now, for those of you watching this on YouTube, I've got the map of Nehemiah's Jerusalem up right now. For those of you listening on the podcast, I encourage you to check this out in the show notes. There's a link to this map that I've created here. The Hill of Ophel is on the eastern side of Jerusalem at the time, to the southeast of the temple. And so this is where they're living. They're in close proximity to the temple. So let's continue on. Verse 22. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, and the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Uzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the musicians responsible for the service of the house of God. The musicians were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity. Now, again, I mentioned yesterday that we are mentioning all of these people, and the musicians especially, because Nehemiah is going to reinstitute the 24/7 worship and prayer. And we're going to see how that's going to work later in the book. But this is a big part of what Nehemiah is going to do. It can be very easy because it's at the end of the book and you kind of get into all of these names and you're getting into the weeds on some details that most people think don't matter to them very much. But this is actually really important, some clues and some hints in this book about what Nehemiah is going to do with these musicians and how this worship and prayer is going to happen. Verse 24. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all of the affairs relating to the people. So this guy, this Pethahiah, is kind of the liaison to most of the rest of the people, is what it's mentioning. So we know that there is a very well-established government and structure in place now. Nehemiah has made sure of it. And it's not that there hasn't been up to this point, but Nehemiah is getting the people very, very organized, where they're organized and prepared for battle. They're prepared to worship the Lord through music, through prayer, through instruments and singing and those kinds of things. They're organized enough so that the temple service, the sacrifices and all those things can go on. They've even got the gatekeepers now, the security detail. Everything is in place for Jerusalem to go back to the way it was during the time of David, really. And that's what Nehemiah is trying to set back up, is the time of David and the early days of Solomon. This really is the heyday of the city of Jerusalem. And that's what Nehemiah, he's trying to put all of these places, all these things in place, all the logistics necessary to make Jerusalem what it was during the time of David and Solomon. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.